Greens health spokesman is Senator Richard Di Natale. Senator, is Sarah Laurie right to have concerns about fraudulent renewable energy certificates?
Oh, no. Look, I think what you've just heard there is what the real purpose of this group is, and that is to undermine the development of the wind industry at every turn. And I think we need to be clear about this. This is a group that appears to be soliciting donations on the grounds that it's a health charity and using those donations to appeal against new wind developments. Now, if that's not anti-wind, I don't know what is. As you've already outlined, the directors of the foundation have very clear interests in a number of fossil fuel companies. And the idea that this is simply about noise pollution, again, is nonsense. They are propagating what is really a harmful myth, that there's an association between wind turbines and what they call wind turbine syndrome. Now, there's not a credible scientific body anywhere in the world. There have been thousands of journal papers published, you know, on the issue of wind turbines, infrasound and so on. Not one credible paper, not one credible medical body anywhere in the world that supports the existence of something called wind turbine syndrome. And what's worse than that is that the work that they're doing is actively creating harm, because what they're doing is creating an expectation in the minds of people who may have concerns about the development of new wind farms in their neighbourhood, that these clean sources of renewable energy may be linked with potential harms. And so far from protecting people's health, the real concern here is that they're harming people's health. And my issue is as much with the Australian Taxation Office for allowing a group that claims to protect health, but is in fact potentially harming people's health, to allow them to claim tax deductible status, being the recipient of enormous public subsidies, and then using those donations to appeal against new wind developments.
So there's nothing, in your view, Senator, in the health effects, apparently, of wind turbines other than the power of suggestion of groups like Warburg Foundation?
Well, I mean, I was a public health physician and medical doctor before I started this job, and unfortunately, I need to be my training means that I'm guided by the science and by the evidence, and sometimes it takes you in uncomfortable places. But what's clear here is that there is no link, there's no association, that the prevalence of this condition follows where groups like the Warburg Foundation are most vocal. And so what we've got is a situation which is, in fact, the opposite of the placebo effect. You know, with the placebo effect, if somebody gets a treatment and believes it's doing them some good, regardless of the treatment they're getting, they'll often get some benefit from it. Well, the opposite's true here. If you're exposed to a harm and you're being told, or to a potential harm, and you're being told that it will cause a range of symptoms, then there's a good chance you'll develop those symptoms even if there's no causal association. And the tax office is really the issue here. They shouldn't be... They can continue to spread this sort of misinformation. It's their right, and people have a right to express a view, even if it's a view that's not supported by the science. But Australian taxpayers shouldn't be subsidising this nonsense.
So what are you hoping for, just finally, Senator, from the ATO and the charities and not-for-profits commissioner?
The ATO clearly need to withdraw their what's called a gift recipient status, so that they are no longer the recipient of tax-deductible donations. That needs to be withdrawn immediately. I mean, why should Australian taxpayers, why should your listeners be subsidising the work of a non-scientific group that purports to protect people's health but really appears to be putting their health at risk?
Senator, thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
Senator Richard Di Natale is the Greens health spokesman, 21 after 7 on RN Drive. Net neutrality. In a moment, we will find out what that is.